Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
Hi, everybody out there, if you're listening to us. We have a lot to talk about tonight because we have the upcoming solar eclipse on April 8th, along with the Devil Comet that's going to be flying through the sky. So we got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about because it's pretty interesting. And solar storms up the fucking ass. I'm like,
yeah,
I can't even.
There's a bunch of them.
Listen, I got my alerts going, okay? And last night I could not believe when I got the alert that the wind speeds were 900 kilometers. I was like, yo. And I looked down, it's a severe solar storm. I was like, damn. And then now we had an X-flare. That's what caused that. But
right.
Then, oh, guys, I read that tonight, if we go outside, we might be able to see the auroras later.
Oh, I'm not going to see it.
Not here. Well, it's a little cloudy, but I think maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's clear here. I'll try.
No, I've got cloud cover. I won't see it even as close to the northern section as I actually am. I should be able to see it nice and perfect, but no. Okay.
Now, we have solar weather. Solar weather affects our weather, whether we like to fucking believe it or not. Anyway, so solar weather coming in, like when the sun blows off the plasma, off the X-flare, and, the flamelids fly. Okay, and it
mm-hmm.
had, right now I was looking at the face of the sun that's facing Earth. We got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sunspots or something like that, all bubbling up, and there's still a 25 chance of an X-flare within the next 2 days. Another one.
Huh.
Wonderful.
And I'm like, whoa. And then I looked around the other side of the sun. It ain't there yet, but I could see it coming, and that looks like blatantly alive. I'm wondering if that's going to be really active on the 8th of April when the eclipse is taking place with the comet flyby.
Oh, God, maybe.
Can you imagine? What the fuck will we see then? Wait, really?
It's going to be the invasion force from planet Xenon.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, but I do know that comets are cool as shit.
I did the same thing. I would go out and watch them when we were kids, man. Like Halley's Comet, you right?
Well, Halley,
right?
Halley's Comet. When I was a kid, thanks for cueing me up there.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I was a library freak. I was in reading about space. I was in space and astronomy, and I had this really cheap ass telescope, but it was one of those kinds you could get, like, I mean, it was just basically a tube with a cone and a lens and small lens at the back.
Right,
and
right.
Lens.
Oh, I was never allowed telescopes.
It was not, it was not much better than a, what do you call a telescope? Oh.
I had a telescope.
Yeah.
I had a telescope.
No, my parents wouldn't let me do it because they thought I would spy on the girl next door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like what did you call those? Yeah, I've always wanted one.
I had the one on, oh, my God, what brand was it?
What
the
is
white
it called?
Black,
it's not a
it
periscope. It's got another name. The one that you would use to spy on the next door neighbors, you know. We didn't have any. They were, well, we did, but they were like a mile up the road, so we could, and trees everywhere. But
I grew up with one, the telescope, and then Mikey had one, but unfortunately, that's gone, you know.
Well, binoculars, basically binoculars, but...
I got those.
Those, too, I have them still, yeah. Ooh, I have them. I can go outside and look for the comet.
There you go. Don't look directly at the sun, though, whatever that
No, I'm talking about tonight. You can see it with binoculars now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that'd be a good idea.
But when I was in the library, I'd read about Halley's Comet in the 70s.
Yep.
When I was a little kid.
Ow.
And, after the whole Pierce thing, I started looking at everything around me and getting books on everything that was weird and unusual. And, I remember reading, remembering that I was reading this in 1978.
Right.
And I remember thinking, wow, 8 years, there's going to be a comet.
Yep. Yep.
And it's going to fly by the Earth, and it comes around every 76 years.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm thinking, man, that is so cool.
And I remember it too. Excited,
8 years
right?
later, mm-hmm. it's piss pouring raining for the home. I'm telling you, like a week and a half of fucking rain or something.
Yep.
And never
you got
to see it.
You got to watch it on TV. Remember back in the day.
I waited 8 years to see this motherfucker. And
look,
I was
that's
like,
the
oh,
problem.
No.
That's a problem, with this weather. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, this weather is stupid.
What the fuck? Did you see those Brazil in the floods? God forbid, those floods in Brazil?
That's getting bad.
Oh, my God, dude, no, man. This is crazy. This happened all over the fucking place, dude. We really got to get our shit together real fast. Hopefully,
you guys were alive whenever Haley's came around. Lisa, what did you do whenever Haley's came around?
I know. What year was that? Do you remember
1986. Solid.
I think
yes.
I was jamming, and we all went outside to go look for it.
Yeah.
I was in band practice. that's where I went. I think we went outside to look for it. I think somebody had fucking binoculars and shit like that. But I don't remember too well because I was probably stoned. So but I do remember seeing it on TV, seeing all the
stuff
on TV.
What were you doing, David, when Haiti ended?
I think I was in astronaut mode that year.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was using a little bit of the devil's lettuce.
Okay.
Shit, I was just smoking some fucking weed. Is that what you're trying to say?
Was you flying on? You was flying on the wings of time.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was one of those. You know, hey, some people call me a space cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
One of my favorite songs. The song Space Cowboy, that's the Joker. But Space Cowboy is an actual song.
I'm a midnight
Steve Joker. Miller, then. Shout out to Steve Miller and Stevie Miller.
Oh, shout out to Stephon. Xander.
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 No, that's L Dog. No,
L-Dog.
I'm L-Dog.
Z-Dog.
Z-Dog. All right, there you go. Good.
Okay.
Don't ask.
Sounds like a fun group.
Yeah, I hope shout out to him anyway, and Steve Miller, the band.
Yeah, but Steve Miller, the joke, there was a song that the Joker song.
The Joker, I'm a midnight toker.
There was, my favorite Steve Miller song is actually called Space Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
It was one he'd done before.
Yep.
Nope.
Of Love. Not that one. Really?
Nope.
That's the Joker.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
There was a song that he refers to in that song, but it goes like this. He goes, "I'm a space cowboy."
I know that one. Oh shit!
That.
Yeah. I know that one. Oh my God! Yeah.
Cowboy.
That's it.
I
know that one.
That's my favorite Steve Miller song.
Is it?
Huh? Yeah.
I don't know what mine
is.
Yeah,
I had the 45. I wore the needle off of the record player. I love that song.
Yep. When I go back to the record players, I miss it. You know what I mean?
Too.
I mean, I
actually
you
do.
Know, I miss like albums. You know,
the old school turntables with the Wi-Fi setup and the huge fucking speaker stats.
You know, my brother Billy, God rest his soul. My half brother Billy Watson.
Mm-hmm.
He was a musician. And he was a very good one. And he always
mm-hmm.
told me whenever, before he died, we were having a talk on the phone. And he passed away from cancer in 2015.
Oh,
but we were on the phone, and I was telling him about the MixLR thing. We actually just talked about that before the show. And I had MixLR, and we were talking about how digital quality and everything. And he said, let me tell you something, Hot Rod. That was my nickname. He said, there will never be a more... subtle, smooth down, toned down, just, you know, at it on its face sound than record, because it's got this tone about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not all this, you know, noise and static. The record just has this smoothness about it. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. He said
as opposed to its very original foundational settings.
Look,
in the
I missed the goddamn scratches.
The wax cylinders.
Right.
And you put it on, You got the scratches as you put it on, though?
You know,
oh, I love that sound.
Yeah, me too.
It's funny as hell thinking about it, because I've seen programs where they have found x-rays, human x-rays, that were cut down and grooved and turned into music albums.
Nice.
Yes. They do some.
That's cool. That's fucking
cool.
Mostly, it was mostly, I think, about like Russia or Germany and places like that where American music was banned.
Yeah.
What?
So
well, yeah,
they
the,
filmed,
what, the X-ray tape, X-ray film was great to make records out of.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, because
yeah,
it was,
know,
it
when,
was
yeah,
just
when,
a
perfect.
When was American music banned?
I
never
heard of that
in my life.
Because of the Soviet Union, of the Cold War,
because
of we were going to go to war with them forever.
Yeah, there was
everything from the West, meaning us, was illegal in Russia.
Well, then how the fuck did we get Russian bands?
Because the Cold War ended.
No, I'm talking about back then. Like. Yeah.
I heard the same thing from my brother
Thomas. We didn't ban it. They did.
Right.
They banned everything American.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go.
Because of the worldwide hatred.
I
don't remember the whole details about it, but I do remember my brother Thomas telling me that they had banned.
I have no idea.
But
oh, yeah.
They were a bunch of bootleg groups that got away from the. They got over to Yugoslavia and they got into places like Poland and.
Right.
They defected and they made their own music and.
I do want to.
And got American flavor to it because of the band. Yeah.
Wait, I do want to say something. For Russia, I'm really, my empathy is with you after what happened at that concert.
Oh, yeah, that's
extremely, it's horrifying. And I don't want that to happen anywhere at all. I don't care where.
That's not cool, man.
At last, I looked at 133 people dead. 133 people.
That's fucked up, man.
That's the last I looked. They're still looking. I'm probably, you know, like.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's fucking. Yeah, and I'm like, man, like, look, I'm going to go Cheech and Chong. Hey, man, slow the fuck down. Everybody, mellow the fuck out. Because this shit's too fucked up. It's like we got fucking goddamn the headless horses running around along with the other ones. The famine. You know what I mean?
Cool,
the famine, the pestilence. And like, chill, man. Right.
War, famine, pestilence, and death.
You know what really?
So, what do
y'all
think about this? There's this thing going on with the solar flare, or was it a solar? They had like a solar storm or something. What was that all about, Lisa?
Okay. Now the sun is in the last phase of the solar maximum. Right now the sun is going to be the most active of anything. So what it does is the magnetic filaments and all the plasma and stuff like that, and the sun starts bubbling up, and then it forms a magnetic, filament that forms like a circle, and sometimes it blows it off of the sun in like a whip, okay, and it heads straight for whatever it's facing. So right now we had an X flare, which is something that literally produces an X, like it, in light on the sun. And that one was facing Earth. So yesterday and the night before until last night, we had the most severe storms that we've had in years, solar storms. All right.
My net went down for a little while.
Yep. And
my internet.
Shortwave radio, everything. Radio disturbances, all that kind of stuff. Communication problem.
Ham radio turned into a turkey.
look at what happened with the sun now right now I have the app, so like I get alerted to everything that's going on, and I get to see the live images and videos of the sun, and the sunspots that are facing now are still those massive ones that just blew the X flare off, plus a whole bunch more. I would say like 7.
Wow.
And I'm looking at them bubbling, and I'm like,
oh wow.
And
man,
they
that's
said,
wicked awesome. Wicked awesome.
But the next, when you look around the other side, I can see the other side of the sun's real active. I'm wondering if that active side is going to reach us April 8th.
in conjunction with
the
solar eclipse and the double comet.
Yeah, but what would happen?
I know when it's going to happen. I know when it's going to happen. When we do our first live podcast.
Yeah, right. It's going to shut everything down.
Which is coming,
like, nope.
Everyone.
Yeah,
like,
it's coming. It's coming.
Earth
podcast
is
merging
with scanning the frequencies.
Yep.
Oh, yes. The dragons are coming.
Yes. Oh, my. Seriously. Now, by the way, dragon, what's it called, David? Dragon Age? Is that what you said?
Dragon Age, yes.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I'm big on that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
There's all three of them. They're working on the release of the fourth game in the series.
What's your username so I can add you when I get it? Mm-hmm. I will. Don't think I will.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I'll give you that after we're off the program. That way I don't put it out there to everybody.
No. Okay. Well, I thought you wanted some fans, man. Only
fans.
Yeah, really. Dragon Con motherfuckers start hitting you up. Some good-looking goth chick tries to hook up with you. She's dressed up like, what was that one in Game of Thrones? I can't remember her fucking name, but she was cute.
Oh, the blonde girl?
No, she was Iron Islands. It was that cute girl, the one who was playing. She had dark brown hair.
She was
the sister to Lovejoy. I can't remember her freaking name.
I don't. The only one I really remember is the Dragon Queen.
Oh, that's Cersei.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
That was Cersei. And then there was the, No, that wasn't Cersei.
She was the one who got shamed and had to walk around the streets naked.
Yeah, that was
because she
other
was sleeping
one.
With her brother.
Yeah. Right, that was the House Lannister chick. The other one.
The Targaryen.
Targaryen, yeah.
Targaryen, yeah.
What was her name? Call
in. Christ,
what's
now
the
I can't remember.
What's the number, Lisa? What's the number?
What
call
number?
In and give us the name. The number. To
okay.
The show.
Well, I'll give this number 619-639-4606. 619-639. 4606.
What? What's her damn name? I'm ashamed.
I have no idea.
Oh, shit.
Daenerys. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Still don't know what you're talking about.
Correct. Game of Thrones.
Yes. Game of Thrones.
That's totally you, Lisa. You would love it.
I know. What, game? I don't play games, though.
No.
It was
a HBO series.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I think I seen an episode of that.
Danny.
That's about it. Yeah.
That was
I've only seen a couple of them.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, myself.
I think so. But I think that was because I walked in and somebody else was watching it.
I
missed
all the Game of Thrones people.
Yes.
I just watched the shit out of that.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Danny, yeah. And a lot of people don't know that the guy who plays Aquaman, Jason Momoa, played her husband in season 2.
No, he didn't.
That wasn't him?
No, that wasn't him.
Oh.
I don't think that could have ever been him.
I thought it was him.
I have to go back and look through it, but I don't think
him?
That was him.
Jason Momoa wasn't in Game of Thrones? Okay.
No. He was not.
Okay.
He wasn't Khal Drogo.
That's who I thought he was. He looks like him, though. The Khal Drogo actor looks just like him. It's insane.
Oh, my God. But he could have been in it. I mean, we don't...
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. It's the tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Khal Drogo didn't have tattoos. Momoa, being Samoan, has the tribalistic tattoo all over.
Yeah, but you can also cover...
Okay. Well,
and the musculature.
If I'm
wrong, I will give my most heartfelt, apology for it. But I do not think that was him.
You know that
Khal Drogo.
You know that starts.
Okay.
You know that starts at tattoo.
I'm cool.
That Sully
Erna. I mean, that's a guess. I don't know.
The star tattoo that Sully Erna has on his face.
You know
he draws that on, right?
Yeah.
But in other words, they do have tattoo covers.
They can take them off CGI, but I don't think they would have done that.
No, but they could. There's something you put on, like something they could cover them with, like a makeup. Yeah, they could do that. they do that, you know what I mean? And yeah, I would imagine, because if you got a big old tattoo, one thing, and you're on this, you get it, and you're, you know, you got to do something else. They got to cover it. That's the way I look at it, right? Sully Erna drew his on. I wonder how many people got a star in their face. It's only been about 3 months.
Okay, I just, David, I hate to break your heart, but I just Googled it, and Steven just sent me something. Jason Momoa did play Khal Drogo.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Well, man, screw me. I was wrong, and I do apologize.
Yeah, but I actually found it before Steve sent it to me. I Googled it because I'm like, man, that's how I saw him. I didn't know he was until he was in that.
I think that's the season
so,
I saw.
Maybe he didn't start getting his tribal tats until after the series.
No, he had tattoos. Why is it so impossible for you to believe that they could cover them? They could cover them with makeup.
Because he didn't have, because of his musculature as well. He wasn't as stocky then as he was when he played Aquaman.
Well, duh.
He started doing the bodybuilding. He started he started fully accepting his Samoan side because of his family affiliation with The Rock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Rock guy.
Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson. The Rock.
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages.
But yeah, no, I mean, again, that's my mistake and my apology.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know, really, but I think that might have been one of the only shows I did see and thought it was him. That's about it. That, you know what I mean? He's pretty cool, though.
Shout out to Steve Lawson. Thanks, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Had found it, and then I got a little message because I was in an area with no cars, and I was able to kind of just – I went, tap, Jason Momoa, Khal Drogo, and it came up. So, yeah, Khal Drogo, K-H-A-L-D-R-O-G-O.
Right.
I don't know who he is, but
who else thought
one of them episodes?
who was your? Since we're talking about Game of Thrones, who was your favorite character on there, guys?
Truthfully.
Yeah, the best character.
The best actor that I saw in the series was Dinklage.
Oh yes! Oh, absolutely!
I would not.
Peter
know.
Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage,
yes.
The dwarf.
Yeah, the dwarf. Tyrion Lannister.
Was that show with that blonde chicken?
Tyrion yes, that blonde chick, I love it.
Was that blonde chick
from Jersey?
Yeah.
No, that was Jersey Shore.
Whatever she was.
The queen of the dragons,
yeah.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Yep.
What a cutie pie.
She's the one who made sure her husband, Jason Momoa / Khal Drogo, poured the liquid gold over her brother's head.
Yeah, I know. Ronette was badass, dude. I'm bad with names, but I'll tell you, my favorite was Peter Dinklage as well. Tyrion Lannister. He was a some bitch, wasn't he?
He was wicked. Could you imagine if they had found a full size human to play him? I would have been scared shitless.
That would be crazy town.
Because he was playing the imp, the dwarf, nobody really took him seriously, and that motherfucker played games that nobody in that fucking series ever looked at.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, holy shit.
But David, I'll check out Dragon Age. I'm grinding on World of Warships, but I can do a side quest.
Damn.
But
you guys could play together then, right? Like, they'll put you in.
No. Dragon Age is single player.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's single player quest line.
73
different achievements on console for the original. And because I lost my original Xbox gamer tag, I have to go back through and replay everything from scratch and regain all of my completion status.
Well, that makes you a little sick when that happens. I had a hard drive crash years ago with Unreal Tournament, and I lost everything on Unreal Tournament. 2001, my hard drive crashed.
I played that, too.
That was so fun. I actually found it. Guess what? I went through my hard drive the other day trying to find that video with Keith for the show last week. with Danny Robert. Shout out to Big Beard, Danny Robert.
Hey, Danny.
We love, by the way,
Danny,
thank
Danny,
you so
Danny,
much,
Danny,
Danny for that awesome show last week and the awesome clips.
I found,
thank you, Danny, for helping me find my Unreal Tournament 99 Special Edition. I had put one on another hard drive. I copied it onto another hard drive in 2000, and I found the Unreal Tournament. It didn't have any save games. It was the installation file. But guess what? I put that on the computer, adjusted the graphics, and I'm having a ball playing it.
Shit.
It is
cool.
Really, really high quality for 20-something.
Dude, you know what I found? You know what I found?
Nice.
You know what I found in my bin? I was digging through shit, and I had come across an old, like, you know, like how you videoed back in the day with the cameras, and they had the bigger, the one tapes that you'd use in the camera. I looked at it, and I'm like, wait a minute.
I don't know, but it
could be either an investigation from, like, 99, or it could be my motherfucking show when I played on the tape, and I'm sitting here with nothing to fucking put in it.
You got no VCR.
Magnetic tape. Hey,
I gotta break this away.
One.
When it's like I'd have to get extracted and put it on something. You know,
Was it a VHS
or was it Betamax?
I don't fucking know. It's a giant square tape that went in a video camera. a Sony back in the day. All right, back in the 90s.
Who gives
a
fucking
Sony.
Work?
Yeah. No,
but,
it was a big
size
ass,
of
but
a fucking book.
Right. No, but it's not a VCR tape. It's the small ones
right.
that you put in the camera, but it's not small.
Yeah.
It's fat.
No,
it's
I've
fat.
Got one. It's
yeah.
called micro. Yep. It's called a micro DV. It's a DV, DVC micro something or other.
Oh, no,
tape.
This one was Sony.
And
back in
Bobby
the day,
Gallo,
right.
shout out to Bobby
Sony,
Gallo,
oh,
DVTV.
Sony DVC, digital video cassette.
That's it, yes, DVC.
That's probably
you,
it. That's probably
correct.
What the
yes,
tape is.
DVC, that's
yep.
correct.
Yep,
but I've got one. I used it on my investigations, and it's great. I just
yep,
have to use the old Firebird connector to get it to work.
Anyway,
I heard a beep. I thought maybe there's
something. That my coffee maker.
Oh.
No, but really, it was like, there was like this thing about, I was going to break off for a minute and talk about that. Because I actually still use my Panasonic. I've got a Panasonic DVC.
Never mind. It was a Panasonic. Thank you. That's
welcome.
The one brand it was. That's
and Bobby
was
selling
fucking
one.
Panasonic.
Bobby Gallo was selling one. I wanted it, but I just didn't have the money. But it was a
right.
really good one.
Right.
Really high quality back in the day, like 20 years ago. Super
high
quality DVC. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, they're little bitty cassettes, and they're micro video cassettes is what they are. I got a question. You remember, we go way back on all this shit, all of us.
Right.
What do you think about the magnetic tape that was used to record audio and how that might tie into how we were able to pick up, you know, some of the voices that we got
mean,
in the older days? Like,
you mean the 8mm reel-to-reel?
Well, I knew people that caught stuff on 8mm back in the 80s.
All
70s,
that we have reached our halfway mark, so I have got to play the music.
Okay.
Right? Now I'm gonna introduction. Boy,
Lisa?
I make fucking sense.
Lisa,
I've got
what
an
do you,
introduction.
Lisa,
you know, what?
Lisa, what do you think about the possibility of the getting better results with the recording
tape? That's why
tape
I was gonna play the music
digital.
Now and then. I was gonna play the music and then go into the whole subject.
Okay, well we'll hold
stop.
There.
Yeah.
Holding
all right, better. All right, that's why I figured we'd do it now because it's a 30-minute
mark. That's your show.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, no. And then we go right into the topic right afterwards, and then we can continue that. And it'll
be
a chunk
okay.
without stopping.
Well, y'all think about that, and while the music's playing, give us a call at 347-202-0316 if you get a chance.
Or 619-639-4606, whichever one you want. All right. So this is Bunny put out a new album, okay? What it is he's got a bunch of these songs that I really like on it, and it's called Crayons, okay? And it's pretty much, some of the songs are his older ones stripped down and redone, and it's really good, but we can only get this one, and then I changed my mind, you know, me with shit. And so I'm going to play, this song is called Love Paralysis, all right? And I really like it, so if anyone wants to get the album, it's Bunny, the album's Crayons. okay? And you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Spotify. You could find it on, I don't know if it's called Reverb Nation, okay? Well, TikTok, and whatever. You can find them. All right, so I'm going to play it now, and it's only like 3 minutes long. So we shall return. We're going to think about that topic, and I am going to think about it. Hold on.
Okay.
I have an opinion already, though. All right, but let me start playing it.
Okay.
All right. Album is actually songs made for sad movies. Get it?
Okay.
So there you go. All right. So that was funny. Okay. Getting back to our conversation, I was singing and thinking at the same time. I just backed up real far so nobody can hear me. Hopefully. Anyway. So.
I heard you.
Yeah, you did. Oh God.
I did.
Was it good? Was it all right?
It was good.
I can sing with him.
Well, let me cue you up on this. When I used to tape, actually, I still do. I'll say when. But when tape recorder was the standard way to try to get EVPs, and I liked the little micro cassette recorders. They were pretty good.
I've got two of them that I still use.
Yes, and
really?
They seem to get better results in the big Radio Shack jobs, but I used them all back before they had micro cassettes. And let me tell you a little story about, I had, you know, the old answering machines from 30 years ago, they all had the little micro cassette tapes in them.
Yep.
Well,
the first
answering machine I ever got, it was a Radio Shack answering machine with a micro cassette recorder in it and everything. And I remembered I'd gotten a phone call and I had this strange noise in the background. Like it's kinda, it was like looping, it was going
okay, gone. I got
like
to let me forget. Don't let me forget.
Okay,
I
won't. But I didn't understand what it, you know, it was my mom calling. And then a day later, my mom calls me. I had a dream and woke up. And I knew something was wrong. And I got up, and I'm like, what is going on? There's something going on. I'm laying in bed. And I only got 3 or 4 hours of sleep back then. But I'm sitting there laying in bed, and I'm thinking, there's something really wrong. So I don't think nothing about it, but then I think about that shit going on the cassette.
Right.
Well, I decided, you know, I need to call my mother
mm-hmm.
because she had called me and that noise was going on while she was leaving her message. My
oh.
grandma, I called her and she said, your grandma just died.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So I don't know if that has a hill of beans to do with it.
But that's just
one of the things I'm throwing in the book about. Mom was trying to get a hold of me and she couldn't get a hold of me, but there was this weird, like a whispering kind of... And then
after that,
I'm like, mm-hmm. I went out and got, like David's got two of them, I went out and bought one. And I remember me and the gang were getting all these weird sounds in the cemetery. It's kind of cool.
Oh, hell yeah. We did that back then.
On the playback.
Yeah.
That's like a DRS-60 kind of sound, you know. It was kind of weird.
That's how I got the bird. Yeah. That's how I got the bird. With a kiss, but a big cassette.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The one with the push button. You know, the
one
with the push button.
I forgot about that.
Yep, but a regular cassette, like a big one.
Yeah, tell us about the bird. Tell us about the bird.
Well, the fucking bird, man, that bird. That bird was, I can't even go into detail. That bird was fucking possessed. Okay, but I got to tell you what happened to the dogs. Me and Dawn were on the phone from like 5 o'clock in the morning to like 9:30. They were yesterday. And mm-hmm. was it yesterday? I can't even remember. And we're talking, and I think she has her TV on. And she stops. She's like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, wait a minute, you don't have the TV? She says, no, who are those people talking?
Oh, yeah, so, the TV.
But we weren't, there was no TV on. Me on the phone, I hear a guy talking to some lady, and he's like, he's like, no, we can't trust it. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? I'm like, oh, my God. And she's going, wait, hold on, lift. And I'm like, she's like, you hear it? I'm like, yeah, we could hear a conversation. But, she didn't have a TV on. I had nothing on in here. Nothing was running. There was nothing going on. Everybody was sleeping still. And friggin', it was crazy. We heard a conversation. They were, I don't know if they're joining in. I don't know. But it was weird as shit. And it was
the little scratchy, voices talking in the background shit. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even scratchy. It was like...
Oh, it wasn't,
It was low, but it wasn't scratchy.
It sounded like
real people.
For me,
it was, and
it sounded like a radio broadcast going on in the background,
right.
But it
wasn't. But what you were listening to was a cassette recording.
And
Lisa's talking about a cell phone conversation
in
the past couple of days.
Oh. Yeah. That's me and Dawn just on the phone. And this this isn't our first rodeo. I'll never forget the time I'm in the middle of talking to her and the static that sort of sounded like a ghost box, and I recorded it because I had a recorder.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dawn. She's like, I'm like, what the It was crazy. Yeah, that, and, yeah.
What did the bird, tell everybody what the bird kept saying.
Okay, well, the bird, his name was Tiny, was a parakeet. He was in with other parakeets in a cage. But the house was really, really fucking haunted. And and I can verify this. I got enough friends still around. At about 12:40 a.m., we said 20 to 1. That's, you know, how we called it. 20 to 1 in the morning.
20 to 1.
Yep. And the birds were covered. Everybody's fucking sleeping. Birds were all covered, you know, and I'm usually laying on the couch or we're up or whatever. And you all of a sudden hear a relentless pecking of a beak on the little mirror. And then, right? And then you're, you start hearing this, like this. It's going, and then it starts to throw up its seeds. Yeah. Regurgitated its seeds and kept pecking the mirror. And then, the whole time it's pecking the mirror violently with its beak, it's telling us we're going to die. You're all dead.
You're
going to die. Dead. Yeah. Dead. Burn. Yes. And then one time we let it out.
Oh,
and it landed, I'll never forget, it landed in the center of the table. Like it was like on a mission. And it jumped up on Jude's, I think it was Jude's shoulders, and went in his ear. It went, Jude, you're going to die. That was it. That was it. The boy went back and he goes, you. But it never stopped. And it would go on. And off from 20 to 1 till 3:15 a.m. And, you know, that kind of comes to the Amityville Horror. Maybe she shouldn't have stole that fucking toy. and blow it home.
That sounds like a good
show.
That's
right.
A great, that's the name of the story, 20 to 1.
That's it. That should be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
if you ever if you yep. ever do a, like in a book and you write that as a chapter, that's got to be the name of the fucking
that
chapter.
That has to be, yep. Even the
that's
book,
old school
actually,
talk. I haven't
yeah,
heard
but,
it called 20
right,
to 1 since I was a kid.
Right, but
oh,
listen,
God, that's,
listen, right.
I use that all the time.
Yeah,
wait,
but 20, where I'm 20
from, to 1?
Well,
I know,
no
we
one.
Just say, you
it's
know,
always 1240.
Yeah, 1240.
Yeah, 20 to 1, that's gorgeous.
So if that was the title of
the
book, it would fit because that's when everything in the fucking house started. It started with the birds, then you had the bangs that sound like plastic was falling, then glass breaking, and then things going upside down, and everybody things flying. No. And it went
yeah,
on
no.
from 1240 or 20 to 1 to fucking 315.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why
45, what would that be? 45. Past
no.
45
yep,
from
I,
12, yeah.
Wait, I think it was 19.
20 to 1 and a quarter after
90,
3.
I think
yep.
it was 91 or early 92.
No,
and
weird.
I was I had my the tape player and I started fucking 15, pressing record.
No.
I started pressing record. So I was actually doing EVP shit before I was doing EVP shit all the way back in 91.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you
yeah.
use back in 91? Did
you
just
you know
use
one of those,
cassette,
those
cassette?
Yeah, cassette, like, you know, in them little jobs that they got the buttons on the front, the big ones.
Oh, right.
Boom,
yeah,
yeah,
like just
regular.
Little, yeah.
yeah.
Like the
I got a couple of them in the basement.
We just had an
microphone.
We just had an M-class solar flare. I'm just
oh, did we?
Got the, yeah. Yep.
See, and I've wondered for a long time which is actually better for catching the EVPs.
Yeah.
Look, it don't matter.
If analog is better than digital or which, because, you know, with analog, you can get a lot more background noise than you do on digital.
You get more
yeah,
static.
That's true.
Yeah, you can hear a lot more static on the analog, on the old cassette
yeah.
versions.
Yep.
But music-wise, analog is so
yeah, digital is clear.
Mm-hmm.
But it also,
that's
at the same time...
Yes, that's the word my brother used, actually, my brother Billy. He said the music was softer. You know, on records, it was softer than the... He didn't like the digital stuff. He liked
oh,
the soft tones of the record.
The
you
mix,
know, the sound.
The mix, yeah. The mix.
Yeah, that studio
yep.
mix. Like, when you do... Like, if you can... Tell the difference
yeah,
between
it was
a shitty
mix,
microphone,
mm-hmm.
the shitty
yep.
recording device, and a really high quality one. I got a Behringer microphone,
right.
and that thing costed me $300.
Yep, that's a good one.
And you can tell when I get on there, I sound like I'm like on WMMR when I'm using
right.
that Behringer.
Right.
When I'm using
right.
that other thing, I sound like I'm leaving you a voice message. There is a difference in quality in condenser
yeah.
microphones. Hey, difference between condenser. And the other, what's that other microphone called? There's condenser and then there's another kind. I can't remember the name of it.
What, diode?
No, it's like a digitized version. But
catheter?
I like...
Oh.
I have no idea.
Well,
condenser mic, like you said. Right,
yeah,
like
you got condenser and then there's another type of microphone, like USB mic. They use this
yeah.
kind of technology. I'm
yep.
trying to remember what in the hell they're called. When I find out, I would like to do
yeah.
a show and talk about the different, on the show, talk about different types of microphone
yeah.
recording. Because these microphones,
you know,
they're turning out to be a little better, but they're
yeah.
cleaning up too much, and I can't remember the name of them. I like
they're,
the condenser,
yeah.
a really good
yeah.
condenser microphone.
I used to use the microphone,
it's
like just
good.
Plug it in and just... What,
yeah.
Even with the cassette recorder, I did that way back in the day. And then, you know what I mean? I don't know. When I think about the quality of the stuff, this is what Frank said. Frank said, it doesn't matter what you use, okay? It doesn't matter. Old school, yeah, you get a lot running in on the stuff. New school, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but it's all something. And you can combine the two, and why not? Use different things at different times. Yeah.
Right.
He said, try it all. Yep,
spot
you should
on.
Try everything. Why
yeah.
just try it all?
Yeah,
yep.
I would personally
thing.
Love to get
yep.
hold of one of the old 8mm reel-to-reel
oh, man.
Magnetic
you
tape
know,
style with the old school microphone.
Yes.
Damn,
yes,
old
yes.
reel-to-reel. I used to have one of the mirrors.
Yeah,
but
actually, hey, did you see? Oh, John Perkey. I'm sorry, David.
Oh.
I have to interrupt you.
Oh,
John
Perkey
showed a 8mm on his
oh, yeah.
Facebook.
I love his
that
yeah.
was amazing.
dude. He's my dude. He goes to the thrift stores and he fucking digs in the bins. He's cool as shit. And he's coming out with a new album for everybody that needs to know. John Perky. We had him on our show. Kurt Cobain.
Shout out to John.
Yeah, John.
Shout out to John Perky.
Right, and he was making a new album. I have to tell you, I heard the clips from this album. I told him, I said, this album's going to be real fucking good. And the title of the album is the, oh my God. I'm going to go look. Hold on. I can back that up a minute.
I can't remember it.
The John Perky album.
I just want to say it right, but it's really good, and I don't want to mess up on the one word.
Yeah,
okay,
I butchered Game of Thrones earlier. I couldn't remember none of the characters. I need to start watching it again.
Yeah, I know.
Watch it all over.
I knew it. I was going to get the first word. Process of Illumination.
Okay.
It's the name of the upcoming album, and I told him, I love the fucking name. The name's great. It's great.
Process of Illumination, not the John Perky project.
No, it's a process of illumination. It's John Perky, but it's a process of illumination is the title of the album.
Right.
Okay? Right. There's no project involved. I mean, you know, it's just John Perky's new album. And from what I can hear, it's really good. I get it. I love the title of the album. I think that's perfect. For real. Right? Process of illumination. Like, you know, the whole thing when you're... never mind. All right. But anyway, I don't want to start that conversation. We don't have enough time. All right. But I get it. All right. So... I get it, you know, and I think it's going to be great. We got that coming too. Yeah, we do.
By the way, everybody, happy spring. Spring has sprung. I've got allergies up to fucking ass now. My eyes are burning.
This ain't normal.
Been out in the yard working today, and my nose stopped up. My ears are kind of stuffed up.
Spring has only sprung everywhere below me.
No. Up
yeah, but you're still up in the great tundra, my friend.
Oh, my God, yes. We just got 21.5 inches of snow in the last storm.
Oh, fuck.
There ain't no way spring's been here yet.
No. I'm sorry. You like that. I don't care for that.
This one, we have bipolar weather. It's going from spring to winter, spring to winter, spring to winter. Spring
oh,
to winter.
No, it's going to be probably 30 tonight. It was like 65.
I know.
But it was a beautiful day to get out there and work in the yard with all amongst the wildflowers and bird heads and squirrel heads.
Yep.
And, you know,
bird heads? What the hell is a bird head?
Bird heads, like the little birds poking out looking at you while you're, in the yard.
I thought it was some kind of plant, like up here in Maine.
Bluebells.
In the spring, these people up here go crazy looking for fiddleheads.
Oh, yes, fiddleheads. Yeah, I know. I don't know how I knew, but I knew you were going toward a species. Yeah, those are pretty.
No, they're not pretty.
Fiddlehead flowers?
Fiddlehead ferns that they collect, they snip off, they cook them up, they eat them.
I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, no,
fiddle.
No.
It's not fiddleheads, it's fiddle something.
No, the fiddlehead ferns, they start selling these things by the pound. They're usually like $18 a pound.
So they're not pretty?
It's like morel mushrooms.
Yeah,
back
right.
In the,
so they're not pretty.
No, they're not pretty.
Oh,
but people, they're pretty good.
But there is a flower, it's got the name fiddle in it or something. But we got bluebells in the yard, the little bluebell flowers. They're like
I live close to bluebell.
Oh, the ice cream plant.
No, the city in Pennsylvania.
The bluebell.
Oh, yeah. Is that by King
Ambler.
Of Prussia?
No, it's by
Ambler.
Ambler.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Bluebell.
Well, there is an ice cream, I think, called Bluebell.
Yes, there is.
I'm from in Texas, yeah.
There's Bluebell ice cream, Blue Bonnet ice cream.
Blue Bonnet is what I'm thinking.
Blue Bunny? Blue Bunny ice cream?
Blue Bunny. Everything's blue. Why is the ice cream blue? What the hell's in the ice cream that's making
as long as it's not Blue Ball ice cream.
Blue Ball ice cream is when you get...
Blue Ball ice cream is what happened when I went out to shovel my deck.
Yeah, there you go. It's when you fall and rack your nuts on something because you're sliding around shoveling the snow.
Yeah. Anyway.
It'll nibble your buns like bunny.
Purple bunny.
Purple bunny.
Blue bunny.
Blue bunny. Purple bunny. Never mind. Okay, let's get back on
the
screen thing.
No, we had rabbit heads, too, in that thing yard, too. They were flopping around.
Rabbit heads? You mean, like, the plant?
Bunny. Bunny heads.
Hey, let's just make up our own plant. Hey, I've got a giant Venus flytrap in my backyard.
There's the one species up here that is, like, absolutely protected. You're not allowed to dig it, to pick it, to nothing. What is it called? A lady slipper?
What the fuck kind of name is that? That's a crazy name.
Right.
Lady slippers?
There's no place like home.
Yeah, these, when they start growing.
Like honeysuckles.
Yeah, no.
When
the lady slippers
are
coming up.
Honeysuckles everywhere. Yep.
They're awesome.
Oh, I would prefer a honeysuckle, but, you know, lady slippers, they're kind of protected in the state. I don't know why.
Because people suck. That's why. Humans are fucking stupid. There you go. That's the answer. Right there.
Hell yeah. They are, ain't they?
All right. Yep.
I mean,
that's about right.
Yeah, I've got some of those growing in the backwoods, but hell, I don't go out and look at them.
Shit, if I had woods, I'd be exploring every day. I did when I was in Perkinsville. I never stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
I was always outside digging around, looking for shit. Yep, I'm honest to God. Yep, I found the Native American rock circle and everything in the yard.
So, Lisa, I got a question for you. They got anything paranormal going on in the Philadelphia area there, Norristown, et cetera? They got anything good coming up with Selma? They got any good?
I can't tell you right now because I.
What about
event page? But
what about? Oh my God!
I think I'm going to go to the fort on the 8th for the eclipse.
Oh, please,
I want to be at the board. I want to bring
your
dog.
The event that Dustin Perry is
going to
be
at. That's who I'm going with. That's who I'm going with. But anyway, she's like, what if the portal opens up? I said, good, let's go.
She's like, yep. We'll
just step
right in and go.
Hey, y'all go to Case
11.
I said,
we're out of here. See ya. Woo.
It's Case 5. Y'all go look up at Case 5.
Case
8, yeah.
4. It's 4. It's 4.
Oh,
five.
It is 4.
That's
right.
It's 4
and
yes,
5.
It's 4.
Yeah.
Yep. 5 is
so David, what were you saying? You were saying something, and I stepped all over.
Oh,
you, right?
I know WMMR has been advertising the event with Dustin Perry and the Ghost Hunters.
And the Ghost Hunters. Yeah, MMR is stepping up to play there, man. They're investigating.
Cool,
they're investigating. They're in big. We got to get them to the fort to do an event, though. That would be. And Marcus going to go there of the DJ. He's going to take his family over to the fort. Yep. For one of the events or for the day or something like that. Yep,
right.
Because I sent him the box clip and it said Marcus. You go to the fort. What's your
family? I'm going to shout out Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary.
That's one I would love to go to.
They got an event up in Petros, Tennessee. They got an event coming up soon. And they also have, I believe, the Scott County Jail where we investigated in 2021. They got some really great stuff going on coming up. And I'll be sure to plug it whenever I get the actual dates, but I see them on there all the time. There's some really great investigations coming up. I do the ones that help the history of the location, not so much the pockets of the people fucking hosting, you know?
Ditto. I didn't make. Look,
give
I
it to
made,
the fucking
listen,
building and
wait,
tell
wait,
them their history about it. You know?
I never made one fucking penny. At anywhere
no,
that I promoted. Never.
That's right. Never.
Not one motherfucking
zero.
Penny. Yep.
And that doesn't mean, just because I didn't, that just means it's about research. If it's about entertainment and your pocket, then maybe you might want to reevaluate what type of research you're doing. You're researching how much money you can make in the end of the year, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where we have an issue. Well, Frank
said it.
We're not allowed to do that.
I
will stay with Frank. I will stay with Frank and Frank's words. And him and I, and we're told by the spirits that we are not allowed to do that. That is not good.
You know, I've actually heard. No. I wish we had more time, but there was a thing. Someone I talked to years ago. They said the spirits were very aware of what was going on, and
they did
not dig it at all.
No, they
and they were
like
coming
it.
Out, and they were like. People were coming in, there was nothing. This place ain't haunted.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, boy,
that's
some really cool, intelligent motherfuckers on the other side knowing what the hell's going on.
Well, they know, they do know. And when you're dealing with spirits, they can come and go. You know,
just because you go somewhere and it ain't active doesn't mean it's not haunted.
You
could
still call them.
Thing.
Wait.
Yeah.
You could still call them, too. Like, you could be in a house and let's say it's not a ghost. And it's a spirit.
Yeah.
And you're trying to communicate with them. They know that.
Right.
They come in
Thank
and talk
you for
to you. Then all
difference.
Of a sudden, And then all of a sudden you think it's a ghost. Now, how about you do some fucking learning about how spirits are different from fucking ghosts?
I really haven't run. Yeah, that's something you and I, from different worlds, we completely plugged in perfectly together on, is that there is a difference. It really is. And people,
a huge one.
They just don't understand that one is a imprint and the other is actual something the hell going on that actually understands everything around it. How I know this is that the many interactions that I've had between the two different types. Some, you know, you come up on the imprint, it's a similar feeling, but when it's intelligent, you can sense it if you're sensitive.
Like, I'll have the box running, right? Like, I'll be in the middle of grabbing a box. I do it all the time. You know, I got my research going on at home. I don't need to go nowhere. All
right.
So really, it's the truth. So, and that's just because I have William and Walter and I'm protected, so I don't have to worry about nothing. All right, so when I run it, occasionally I'll hear, like, Walter or William say, step back.
Yes,
right? The person will be like, I need help, and then I'll hear them say, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know.
Yeah.
All right, and then all of a sudden Walter will say, come with me, and then he disappears wherever he fucking goes and takes them wherever the fuck they go.
What is that where they're talking to each other? They're talking to each other, and they're, like, trying to guide each other. You can hear them telling the other ones. Like, they're having their own little conversation, like, no, you can't, you know, don't, not this, or, you know.
Oh, my God, the shit that I'm getting now is getting way more.
Man.
It's getting way more intense now, too.
It's like there's one that's over all the others in either a good way or maybe a bad way. I don't know, like in a house. You got, like, one spirit that's dominating, and then you'll hear something like quiet. Or no, and really loud. You get, like, especially EVP, it's really loud, and you're like, oh, this motherfucker's a bully.
What, at Selma Mansion one time?
Bullying the other spirits, man.
I was running the box of Selma. I got that on YouTube.
It is.
Right?
I think it's on
YouTube. And I was running at Selma, and in the middle, all of a sudden this man comes in and goes, where's my kiss? I fucking I'm like, what the fuck?
And he's going,
out of nowhere.
In the air, you're just kissing on. And you bend over is what you did.
I don't know who it was or what the voice was, but it was funnier than shit. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, but no, they do talk to each other. They have full on. Sometimes I'm not even in the conversation when I'm running it.
Right. Me neither.
Like,
I think it's beautiful, actually.
I do, too.
It's beautiful.
Yep. Yep.
That gives us hope for, you know.
Yep. Yep.
It gives us a little hope. Do we get to hang out with some cool motherfuckers when we
I know. Well, yeah. I tell you, I know two people I'd love to see again.
I know this.
I know that.
I would really dig hanging out with, you know.
Yep.
Be cool.
I know. You know, I hear, like, it's funny how I don't hear as often from people that I've lost. You get what I mean? Except for Frank.
That's
a different story.
I hear from Frank.
You know how he comes in? He goes, Lisa. It's Frank, and that's how he comes in every fucking time. All right, and like you know, and I know his voice like the back of my hand. So
I've heard you play it for me. It's some unique voice.
Yes, son, I know his voice.
David, you've heard it too, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I've heard Frank, William, Walter.
Yeah.
Yeah, William has a distinct voice. That he's crazy.
Oh, Williams is.
Fuck you,
Steve.
Fuck you,
Steve. Yeah. Yeah. That was beautiful. That's still one of my favorites. I want to hear that next week. I want to hear the fucking Steve. Definitely. Let's talk about. Hey, let's talk about EVPs and the different types of EVPs.
That's a good idea for next week. Actually, that's a really good idea.
Because we're at the 90-second mark, everybody.
I know.
And we're about to take down. I'm about to be at work here.
Yep.
We love you guys. Thank y'all, each and every one of you, for listening to us on Live Paranormal and all other platforms. I just got added on to YouTube Music, so when we do the live podcast on Sundays in the near future, we'll be in a whole lot of different places.
And a
so
shout out to Dawn, who just text messaged me. Yep, I know. I didn't know you didn't know what I was talking about. I know it's cool, ain't it?
All right. Shout out to Dawn. Love you, Dawn. Cousin Dawn.
Love you.
Donnie.
And then also shout out to Purple Bunny. I'm kidding.
Shout out to Steve Lawson. Shout out to my wife for 30 years.
Yep.
Shout
John
out to
Percy.
the rabbit and squirrel heads in the yard today. And, you know.
Oh, that's cute. All right. And also, I don't know. Everybody get like ready for the eclipse.
And a
stuff.
Chicken. And we haven't been talking about the chicken, so let's bring.
Fuck! I miss my damn chicken. He's
I want my
now,
chicken, man.
The chicken went to the east side, man.
Oh,
we
got
it. We need an update on the north down chicken.
The chicken and the rooster, the gun. Okay.
That's not cool.
You know? I know.
We
got to
hear.
Know.
We got to. Hey, we got to transplant. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night,
good night,
everybody.
Tune
yes,
in next week, folks.
Next
yeah,
week.
Thank you, David. Tune in next week.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.